Okay, so have you ever felt like your mind is just so full? You know, like a crowded room, thoughts just bouncing off the walls.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we all get that sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. And like, wouldn't it be great to find a way to create some space, you know, to breathe and think clearly?
Absolutely. A little bit of peace and quiet in the mind.
Right. Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today. Visualization techniques.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's more than just daydreaming. We've got some really interesting material on how it works and how you can use it to cultivate a calmer, clearer mind. And I am so excited to welcome our expert who is going to break it all down for us.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so let's just start with the basics. For someone who might be, well, picturing things in their mind, what exactly is visualization and how does it work?
So, visualization is basically creating a sensory experience in your mind. It's not just about seeing images, but engaging all your senses.
Ooh, that's interesting. Like, what kinds of senses?
Well, you might feel a warm breeze on your skin, hear the crunch of leaves underfoot, smell the salt air at the beach.
Okay, I'm starting to get it.
And what's really fascinating is that your brain often reacts as if these imagined experiences are real.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So if you vividly imagine yourself relaxing on a beach, for example, your body might actually start to respond by slowing your heart rate and easing muscle tension.
That's incredible. It's like tricking your body into a vacation mode, even if you're stuck at your desk.
Exactly.
That's so cool. Okay, so let's talk more about the benefits, especially for calming a busy mind. You know, when I get stressed, I can barely remember my own name, let alone focus on anything. Can visualization actually help with that?
Absolutely. There's actually a study by the University of California that found that practicing visualization for just 10 minutes a day significantly reduced cortisol levels.
Cortisol. That's the stress hormone, right?
That's the one. And it's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. And when your stress levels are down, you naturally focus better. You're less distracted, more present, and better able to concentrate.
So it's not just about feeling better, it's actually changing how our brains function.
Exactly.
Wow, that makes so much sense. Now, I've also heard about visualization and boosting creativity and also problem solving. How does that work?
Well, think of it this way. When you're visualizing, you're stepping outside the limitations of the physical world. You're free to experiment, explore different perspectives, and you can make connections that you might not have considered before.
It's like a mental playground.
Exactly, a mental playground for innovation. There's a great story about Nikola Tesla, you know, the famous inventor.
Yeah.
He visualized his inventions in such detail that he could actually, like, mentally test them and refine them even before building a prototype.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so my mind is officially blown. But now I'm thinking, how can someone actually start using visualization effectively? Is it just closing your eyes and hoping for the best?
Well, there are definitely some techniques that can help. The first thing is to find a quiet space where you won't be disturbed.
Okay, got it. Quiet space.
Then close your eyes and start small. Don't try to create some big Hollywood production in your mind right away.
Right, start small.
Maybe just begin by visualizing a simple object, like a lemon. Imagine its color, its texture, its weight in your hand. And as you get more comfortable, you can start adding details and building more complex scenes.
It's like learning a new language. You start with the alphabet before writing a novel.
Exactly.
So engaging all the senses is key here,
Yes,
right?
absolutely. The more senses you involve, the more real the experience feels to your brain and the more powerful the effect. So, for example, if you're visualizing a walk in the forest, don't just see the trees. Imagine the sounds of birds chirping, the smell of pine needles, the feel of the soft earth beneath your feet.
It's about creating an immersive experience.
Exactly.
Okay, all of this sounds really amazing, but you know, it could be tough to make new habits stick. Do you have any tips for incorporating visualization into daily life?
Of course, start with small, achievable goals. Instead of trying to visualize for an hour every day, aim for 5 minutes. You can even integrate it into existing routines, like visualize yourself having a productive day while you're getting ready in the morning,
Oh, I like that.
or use it to calm your mind before bed.
So it's about finding those little pockets of time where we can sneak in some mental magic.
Exactly.
I love that. So for our listeners who maybe tried visualization before and weren't sure if they were doing it right, what would you say to them?
I think the most important thing is to be patient and kind to yourself. There's no one right way to visualize. It's about finding what works for you and experimenting with different techniques. Some people find guided visualizations helpful,
Oh yeah, those are great.
while others prefer creating their own. The key is to make it a regular practice and trust the process.
It's like any skill. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. And even a few minutes of visualization can make a real difference.
Absolutely. And I think the most important thing to remember is that your mind is incredibly powerful. Visualization is just one way to tap into that power and use it to create a calmer, more fulfilling life.
I love that. That's a really powerful thought to end on. It's just amazing to think we have this ability to shape our own experiences through the power of our minds. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. I hope it's inspired you to explore the world of visualization and discover its incredible potential.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.